We're joined on the telephone by a TV writer, producer, screenwriter, playwright, comic book author. He's got a brand new book out entitled Amped that is one of three finalists for the Thurber Prize for American Humor. Ken Bazzani joins us on the phone right now. Ken, thanks for being with us.
Rich, how are you? I'm glad to be here.
Thurber Prize.
You make me sound so multi-talented.
Well, my gosh, that's heady stuff, a Thurber Prize.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting. It's very, very good company. First of all, you start with James Thurber, you know, a great American, and then you go back and you look at the people who have won and even been nominated for the prize over the last 20-some-odd years, and, you know, some very impressive names.
Absolutely. And now tell us about the book, because I've not received the book. I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to read it. I don't like talking to people when I haven't actually read the book. So I've read everything about the book that I can, and it sounds fantastic. It's the story of a young man named Aaron who loses his arm and then tries to put his life together and finds a great deal of comfort in listening to a woman by the name of Sunny Lee.
That's correct. It sounds hilarious, right? It's about the guy whose arm is amputated. You know, it's funny, when I was first pitching it around, you know, film and television rights were available. They're like, come on in and pitch. And it's like, well, this is the funniest book you'll read this year about a guy whose arm is amputated. And they're like, we'll validate your parking. You know, nobody wants to talk any further after that.
But it sounds wonderful. And the character of Sunny Lee sounds fascinating to me.
So go ahead.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about Sunny Lee. And are these science reports that she does?
Well, I wanted to give Aaron this, and that's my protagonist, Aaron. You know, this terrible thing has happened to him, and as a comedy writer, you look for where's the funny in terrible things, because comedy writers are terrible people. But the one thing he wonders as a newly one-armed man is, you know, how will anyone ever love me again? Voice on the radio, and it belongs to Sunny Lee, and she does these 90-second radio interstitials of fun science fact about the speed of falling raindrops and the torque of a spun pizza and the peripheral vision of a hammerhead shark. And Aaron finds himself, you know, she's smart and she's funny and whimsical and she sounds great. And he finds himself falling in love with a voice on the radio. Now, that's a terrible decision, but it's a safe one for Aaron because it lets him feel something for somebody without it having to be reciprocal. And, you know, Sunny Lee is actually based on... when I moved to Los Angeles, I used to listen to Sandra Lowe on the radio, and she did, you know, the Sunny Side. She did the Lowdown on Science, and I perhaps fell a little bit in love with Sandra Lowe on the radio. So I've co-opted that little aspect and blown it up into a story, and by the way, with her blessing, which was very gracious of her.
And all this happening while Aaron is trying to assimilate back into his family, which isn't easy for anybody, let alone somebody who's lost an arm.
No, this is a family that wasn't really very good at being a family back when they were a family. And now they're at a stage in their lives, you know, the mom, the dad, he's got an older sister. And this is at a stage in the life where they think they're mostly done with each other. And suddenly Aaron is sort of forced to return home. And it's this small Midwestern town and the house that he literally believes he escaped from, you know, a dozen or more years ago. And they're all sort of forced to come together and see what they can do to help Aaron, this new, you know, unfiltered version of himself. And that's also where a lot of, you know, a great deal of the comedy comes from, is this family struggle.
And I got to think some of the comedy comes from the job that he settles on, working as a fish counter.
I was looking for a really pointless job, because aimless and stupid. And it was either Nebraska, a place where there's no water, or I did stumble on, this is a real job. He's a fish counter at a local governmentally funded dam project. And, you know, the abbreviated version is, you know, these dams propped up all across America in the last century, they wreak havoc with the local fish and wildlife, especially fish that are genetically spawned to genetically engineered to return to the source of the river to spawn. Well, they can't get there now because there's a dam in the way. So they literally hire fish counters. And they have these little underground bunkers and a window to the river, and they're literally there to count fish swimming in the wrong direction. It's a great job.
Our co-host and producer, Kerry Haskell, your cousin actually did that?
My cousin, Melissa, actually was a fish counter at a dam. She had gone to school as a marine biologist, and one of her summer jobs, as she was getting that degree, she was a fish counter for the summer.
That is fantastic. I wish I had known her because I'm researching as much as I can, and I'm even in touch with the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife. And I sort of via email, I sort of think this works. Fact that you're completely wrong. You don't know anything. And here's how it really works. And it just seems like such an absurd job. And then also, and on top of everything else, Aaron is really sort of overdoing it on the medical marijuana. He's trying to weed himself off his painkillers. So he's in this underground bunker, just stoned out of his mind, counting fish swimming in the wrong direction.
See, I want to read this, and I want to watch it on TV. We're talking, by the way, Ken Pisani, author of Amped, and it's spelled A-M-P apostrophe D, now available from St. Martin's Press. And I hear the good news is that this is also, that you did get in the door, and it is being developed as a TV show.
Yes, we've been optioned for television by Muse Entertainment, and it's very exciting. You know, we did, you know, when the film and TV rights first became available, we had some nibbles as a movie, and we said, you know, we see this as a TV show because it's so rich, and you know, we just want to hang out with this family and explore the dynamic of these insane goings on over, you know, what's, you know, reason. So that's fantastic. I mean, we have many, many hurdles to overcome before that happens, but it's been really, really exciting.
Ken, do you find, as somebody who's been a screenwriter, you've written for television as well, you've written plays, does it tend to make your writing of this book maybe more cinematic, more visual?
Well, it's funny. One of the reasons I wanted to write this book is because I was tired of, you know, scripts, you know, screenplays, teleplays, and comic books are essentially all dialogue, and I wanted to use language in a different way. You know, I wanted to fight that narrative, and you're flexing different muscles. It's not any better, it's not any smarter, but it's different. And so I'm existing in a character's head, which you can't do very much in. So I got a prose, and then when it first went to my agent and then to my editor, St. Martin's, they said, we want more dialogue because the dialogue is so funny. So, and I'm like, no, I don't want to write scenes. I'm trying not to do that. And they said, no. Write those scenes. Let's hear these characters talk. So I think being a screenwriter actually helped me, despite the fact that I was trying to avoid writing that sort of style again.
Well, as we mentioned, the book is one of three finalists for the Thurber Prize for American Humor and already drawing the praise of some pretty talented folks out there, including one of our favorites, Patton Oswalt.
So Patton gave me one of my earliest blurbs, and so did Bruce Cameron, who wrote A Dog's Purpose, made it to the film earlier this year. And then look at the company, you know, for the Thurber Prize. I'm a finalist with Trevor Noah and Aaron Thier's book, Mystery Eternity. It's very flattering.
Well, it sounds fantastic. Can't wait to read the book. Can't wait to see the TV show when that happens. Ken Pisani, author of Amped, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. We wish you much success with both the book and the TV show.
Thank you, guys.
4:32 here on Downtown on a Wednesday afternoon. We'll take a quick break. On the other side, Ken Burns, Lynn Novick talk with us about the upcoming PBS documentary, The Vietnam War. This is The Pulse, WZON.
The Pulse Morning Show, weekdays from 6 to 9.
On Thursday's Pulse Morning Show, we'll talk with Secretary of State Matthew Dunlap about nonsensical voter fraud claims and party primary elections. State Senator Jeff Gratwick is a member of the state's opioid task force, and he'll join us to discuss this week's meeting of that group in Augusta.
And Bruce Campbell of The Barn joins us to talk about Ride for Recovery.
Get up to